We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of a Shin Samach Hey, regarding the halachas of a Mavish Nifrat. Sif Hey, and Daf Resh Chav Tes Ben Alf. So the Mechaber continues from a theme that he mentioned before. So he says, Afal Pisha Mutl Shamash Tachas Akar, although it's permitted to utilize the area beneath the crossbeam, as we previously mentioned, La'ishav Adam Resh HaMavi. But now, a person should not sit in the front of the Mavi, B'chevitz B'yadah, with an object in his hand, Shem Yizkalkal Chevitz Miyadlu Shazram, because an object might roll out of his hand into the street, V'vien Olav is going to bring it back to where he is, Kivin She'ein Heker B'yadlu Shazram. Now, because where he is, there's no recognition between him and the street. Avla Pesach HaChatzah, but by the entry of a courtyard, Mutl is permitted, B'yim B'tzorch L'Shazram, whether it's open to the public domain, B'yim B'tzorch L'Kamas, whether open to the Kam L'Shaz B'Kera, where there is recognition. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Ches. Afa pisha mutl shamash b'chulu ritzlamo. What it means to say is the davka specifically outside a mikra b'az dam, and if it just happens to be, we say mutl taltu sham chavatzal v'yisatzar. That you know you're allowed to carry over your objects when you need to beneath the kira. Aval yeshiv sham mikvis. But that's what he's saying over here. But don't sit there in a permanent way. B'chibes b'yada b'chulu. What having an object in your hand, etc. Says the Bama Matchem. Says Katan Chav Tes tachas akher beneath the crossbeam. What the same thing is, the other case, Shalom Yeshav Eitz HaLechi, not to sit near the side post, says the Gemara, perhaps it's possible that Kishyesh Beitzur is a Pesach, but if there's a door frame, sure, we'd be permitted to make care. That's cool that there is a recognition. Me, however, Beitzur is a Pesach Shalom, and our door frame, Shekabai Mai, which is very high, but Vadi Asa Beshor, it is forbidden to lesser care because there is no recognition. Even if the Mav is open to Carmelis, the Rach, Hashash, Mils, Rabban, is only concerned of rabbinic prohibition. Kamkinas is still forbidden to Shechicha Lishtuli, it's common to forget, said Magmar Maimotcha, never one should be careful on such cases. Sharatin Eishav Gimel says, even though the Bach is lenient by Carmelis, it's logical, like him, that the Magen Avraham and Motcha from the ending of the word Mechaba, they write Bein Lechulu, that it would be forbidden, even when, like I say, it's open to Carmelis, when we talk about Chotzer, that the prohibited case of the Mavi would be forbidden. Sif Vav. The women that sit by the entryway of the Mavi, and they have the jugs in their hands, we don't protest regarding what they're doing. They keep in the Midi Rabbanu, since it is rabbinic halacha. Better let them be doing it in error and not being doing deliberate sin. Says Mishra Yosef Katlama, the Midi Rabbanu, it's a rabbinic prohibition. Now, even regarding, because here it's from a Mavi, but even though I'm telling them that's biblical, if we know Shalish Malone, if we know they're not going to listen to us, in Lemlem, don't tell them. In Lodovish Mefurish, but Kruba Head, don't listen to something explicit in the Pasig. Kilikamalik, we'll see later on, Simitir Shav Chas, Siv Beis, Ayn Sham, look over there, which the Dirshah 37 brings. That the reason for this, he writes over there, is that something that's not explicit in the Torah, you have to be told that they're doing it by mistakenly, they're not going to listen to us, because it's very light in their eyes, and we say, better let them be Shaygin. But something that's explicit in the Torah, for sure, they're not Shaygin, therefore, we do protest. Siv Zayin. Mavoi, regarding a mavoi, shenitlu kareisa v'lechoye b'Shabbos. If the crossbeam or the side posts were taken down on Shabbos, after b'shut l'miktzis Shabbos, although it was already permitted for some of the Shabbos, asam shama elik, from that point onwards forbidden, b'im b'zuch l'shazram, whether it's open to a rishazram, b'im b'zuch l'kamas, whether open to a kamas. The yeshmei shaman, there are those who say, the hanu elu, when we say this, b'ir she'in mukebes chayma, by a city that's not surrounded with a wall. B'im mukebes chayma, but a city that's surrounded with a wall, mutter is permitted, ha'gos l'jama, v'yesh l'sma gazeh, u'lahater, and one could rely on this and to make it permitted. Because this is all shahoy ro lamed kol Shabbos, that it was fit to stand the whole Shabbos. Amhoya oymed listam rav Shabbos, that it was ready to be demolished from before Shabbos, aslach shenista, then it's forbidden after it was demolished. Vim Safik, let's see, not sure, im nistam rav Shabbos leib was ready demolished from before Shabbos or not. As in the kuv go leanly, says the Trumash Zeshan, Simonayan Gimel, says Mishmura, Siv Kan Laman Alf. Amavi, shenit l'kadesh v'lechayev, that its crossbeam or its side post were removed, or it's something that means to say is lecha kadesh alay, its side post or crossbeam. Deim b'mavi, where the mavi only has l'kadesh echad v'lechay echad, one crossbeam and one side post, what then something is kishenit l'tzurz ha-pesach, if the doorframe was removed, l'fimu negdeinu, according to our custom, sh'ano eis l'tzurz ha-pesach, that we make it tzurz ha-pesach, siv katan lamed beis, even though it's permitted for some of the Shabbos, asam isham me'elach, from that point onward, it's forbidden. L'talta, that is to carry, el b'toy chab amas, only within dalet amas. V'chinos l'hoitim b'yis l'sham, it's also forbidden to carry out from the house to there. But when we can, we don't say over here, oh, Shabbos hel b'hucho hucho, Shabbos once permitted. K'moi b'simet shin samach siv beis. However, let's know l'mechitzes, since there are no actual mechitzes. Siv kat lamed gimel. Some say that's only a city that's not surrounded with a wall, but a city that's mukeves chayma, that's surrounded with a wall, which is permitted, that aldei achayma, because through the wall, havi kol iir rishas yachid gamar, the whole city is considered as a full-fledged rishas yachid, but taking them over the haya, and the whole tikkun mavi was el gedel zalik diyar hanachem aleim, only to remove the residents of the non Jews from them. Therefore, avshan nister tikkun mavi b'shabbos, even though it was demolished the tikkun mavi on Shabbos, mutz permitted. So if kishtei chatzer shle every yachas, like two courtyards that they didn't make it together, novel kaisel masik b'neim, and the wall that separates between them falls down. That means we say Shabbos lo b'chutz, or Shabbos once permitted from the mechitzas achitzens kaiyems, because the outer walls are still there. V'chadam b'kaiyem, the same thing would be over here. Because of Taz writes Tavki Yeshel B'Sev Hukva, specifically if we're settled and then surrounded with a wall, because Tama Yerushalayim, like generally our cities are, does have Rishus Yachad and Rishus Yachad. Avim Hukva B'Sev Yeshel, but if it was first surrounded and then settled, the Yeshel didn't Kamel from Rabban, then rabbinically has Halacha B'Kamel. So also take up a Mavi and they make a taken with in the Mavi L'Hatla Tilt to permit the carrying. V'Noval Tikkun, and then the remedy falls down. Also it's forbidden. Avim Mechas Mechitz. It's like it's partitions. B'Such L'Kamel is open to a Kamel. Sivkon Lamed Dalad. The Rama said, this all if it was Ro Lamed the whole Shabbos. But if it was Oymid Lissasar, for example, in a place where the non-Jews are, Shemakalkam Isabel Shabbos, they ruin it, they're upset about the Erev and they ruin it on Friday nights. And it's almost definite that it's that they're gonna ruin it. So then it's forbidden after it's ruined. Sivkal Lamed Hey. Now let's say you're not sure if it was demolished before Shabbos or not. Meaning I ain't Oymid Lister Koi. This is going when it's not meant to be demolished. Sivkal Lamed Zayin. Lamed Vav. Aslin the Kulugol Linli. That is the Mekmin Lachas Kasei. We remain with its Chazak of Hashru the Nishban. So basically, only now that it broke. But for that, we're going to say that it's going to have the Heter of the Irmu Kepes Chayim, as we said. Sif Ches. Movich and Shtat Fabai. Mavi that they did is shetufim avoids when nishbar kari and the crossbeam breaks. Ois sechatzah she'ev munach by the courtyard that the erev is there v'chatzeres abesuchas la'i and the courtyards that open to it matars are permitted. Avachatzeres in besuchas la'i sechatzah by the courtyards that don't open to that chatzah asur is there forbidden. Says Mishpura Sivkat Lamed Zayin. A mavi that shenishtat for by ritzlam. What do you mean to say? She asur shetufim avoids. Only shetufim avoids. Well, also erev chatzeres. They did not make erev chatzeres kol echad b'fnei atzmo chatzer. Each one independently in his own courtyard. Vav b'kein. Even so, mahani, it's effective because the kaman like we're going to say the kaman later on. Besimut shem peizayin. The same chal shetuf b'makom erev. We rely on shetuf in the place of where the erev is. Sivkatin Lamed Ches. And so that chatzah that the erev is placed there, and the chatzahs that are psuchas, like they're open to it. There's an opening or a window that you can carry and to take from one to the other, not through the mavi. They're permitted, but sivkat lamates the chatzahs she'im psuchas v'chol that don't open to that courtyard. Even though they're right on the side of this courtyard, but since they don't have an opening or went to that courtyard, as soon as they're forbidden, the less leiv kabayu, because they don't have the air by them. They can't bring the air through the mavi. Since the course may broke, specifically if the tikkun the mavi broke during the weekday, it broke on Shabbos. Then you're allowed to carry throughout all the courtyards. Since the air was around by twilight. Even from one quarter to another one is permitted. Whether through the openings that between them, through the cracks, since it's permitted for some of the Shabbos, it's permitted for the whole Shabbos. We can see later in the beginning of Simon Shein Ayin Dal. Through the movie that's permitted to carry. Sivkat Mem. So he's saying, but the courtyards that don't open to that chatzar, asuras have forbidden. That you should know, says the Mishra, the Isan chatzar, asuras latalta, those courtyards that have forbidden to carry. A fill of echad, even one house, also mechad lechad, forbidden from one room to another room, imbechal chad, from every single room, is dar adam echad b'fnei atzmai. You have a one person living by himself. B'in lechaber tfiz yab, and the other person has no rights away in that person's room. And one has to be careful regarding this. But you have to warn people that if there's no tikkun of the mavi in the city, even in one house, two neighbors that are in the same apartment that in two different rooms cannot carry them unless they made an erev chatzeres between them. You also have to be warned. Place to have a side post or a crossbeam or a door frame, and the tikkun of that mavi broke of the shul, that is shemunik shem erev, where the erev is placed over the kai gavna, some case, in nishba b'chal v'briggs during the weekday, that they should not carry anymore in the old mavi. So I feel like yesh them tikkun of the asman, even if they have their own remedy, because elm can be in only in the case, shechem lovi erev b'tzlam v'ezak nesses, only bring the erev to them from the shul. That oh, you should also know the Malkum Shein doesn't tikkun mavoyz be'ir in the place where they don't make a tikkun of mavoy in the city. Tzarch lazo one has to be careful. Shlo yaso erev chatzeres. One should not make erev chatzeres. Some kinyan shal kapan by some chatzer shnei batim only be have at least in that courtyard two homes. B'chinu adin some nigish shnei batim zeh negedzeh two homes one opposite the other and a fear hoyz b'neim, which is some type of a entryway. or shnei chadar mabsuchim laizech, or the two rooms open in one house, or bechatzas muchlem on the courtyard that near them, in shichlem lahabi erbetlam, in the way that you can bring the erb to them, derech pesach chalem b'shabbos, through the doorway or window on Shabbos. Right, but even then, such a case will also take them that did not make taken them to the mavois. So you need to erb beveis akinesik. One should not put the erb in the shul as is normally done. Rak beechra bought them only one of the houses. If they did not do this, also talked to the carry. If the chazav beveis even in the courtyard of the shul, asmach erb shemun to beveis akinesik, relying on the erb that's placed in the shul. The shartzian brings us from chivus chacham tzvi in and spread many achrayim. His reason is because ma'isa we hold that by erbichat seyers has to be dafka in an apartment by yisti where someone lives. And this that we place in the shul, Rama writes later in and Simushin Zamach Vavasev Gimel, because our Eber Chatzair is really in place of Shutum and Vais, and Shutum does not have to be specific in the apartment. If that's the case, here we're not Masakin Mavais, it does not have a name of Shutum, only in general Eber Chatzair, and therefore it has to be Dafka, a base tier, has to be specific in the apartment. Be'er Alacham, and the Vermaschel of a Be'er Mukevas Chaim is Mutter. Now, if Yom Tiv, first day of Yom Tiv falls out on Friday, and then the Erev gets cut, we don't say since the permitted for Yom Tiv is permitted for Shabbos, because Yom Tiv and Shabbos are two different Kedushas, that's the Magen Ram, and Simchat Shin Zalman Gimel, Sivkot Dal, and other Achrein. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 36, and Sif Hey, the Mechaber said, by a chatzir, it's permitted when it's open to a Rosh Hashanah, a Karmelis, because it's a hekker, it's permitted from this wording that the Tais Shabbos Medayik, that the Isser to sit by the opening by a chatzir that's open to a Karmelis is only because there's a concern that it might roll out of his hand to the Karmelis and he's going to bring it back. He asked that by a chatzir that's open to a Karmelis, it's forbidden to utilize the area of the Pesach, as we said in Sivdal. The answer then, it's talking about a case that the mashkev has four tefachim and makom on the Pesach. Then we say pitikir b'saisim with the outer edge, and they'd be allowed to use till that edge, even when it's over their karmelis. Dirshu number 39. Chaznish wonders, how's it possible to rely on shittub in the place of an eriv, in a place where the shittub is bottle? He says that regarding to carry from chatzah to chatzah, it's considered the shittub also, even if the mav is forbidden. He also writes that if all the mashrutvin and the bread that's in a partnership and one loaf that's placed in the house, you can rely on it for eriv from the halacha, but balabayis, there was a shutah for his neighbors, as we'll see in Ramale Ran Shin Samach Vav, Sif Aleph. Addition number 40, this halacha, that if they cannot carry in the Mavi on Erev Shabbos, the shutah does not take effect. Even though Ezer writes that depends on two opinions brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, Shinayin Beis Sif Tezvav, regarding two chatzers that are near each other, and one is higher than the other one, and the way to get from one to the other is through going on a tree that's between them. And according to one opinion, they can make Erev together as one, even though they don't have any way to get one on the other, only through being violating the Isra Rabban of using the tree, because at the time when the Erev takes effect by Benesh Mashas. They weren't good on the Shavuos of going in the tree by Benesh Mashas. According to other opinions, forbidden. According to the opinions that permit over there, also over here, the Sheet would take effect, even though the corresponding fell before Shabbos, and now carry in the Rabbinic Mavid, because since you could bring the Erev to it by Benesh Mashas, Mishmur, but they're right, so the El Rabbi is inclined, La Lach, like this opinion. Rabbin Shavuos Rabbi Gibeg is not sure if you could compare the case over here to the case over there, Chaznish holds very simply, you cannot compare the cases because the primary takan, the Erev, is that it should not be a Rishos that not Erev that's mafsik between the domains that did make an Erev. And the Mobi that is not Misarev, it's considered like a wall that's 10 Tefachim high that separates between them. And even if you could bring the Erev above the wall, but you cannot make an Erev together as one. Issue number 43 said you cannot carry even in the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses. And that is if it opens up over there some homes. But if there's no homes open over there, which is Rikvei rights, and the Chazanish that you're allowed to carry there, and you don't have the people that are coming from the outside to daven, make a forbidden like the Loch of Regula Subrim Kaima, as we'll see in Shulchan Aruch Shinai and Chesed Beis, even though they have a right to go into daven in the Chatz Besek Nesses, you can't protest because the Loch of Regula Seres is only by the, when you have an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, that the people in the inner have the right of way in the outer one, and there's no hefsek between the Chatzeres, it's considered as if they live over there in the outer one. But over here, that there's a hefsek of commons between them, it's not considered like the dwelling Os in the Chatz Besek Nesses. However, if the whole city is Sukkim with mechitzas, and they make an Erev of the Chaz Besek Nesses only, and the whole city does not make an Erev, Chaznish writes that you have to really handle that to make a forbidden to carry in the Chaz Besek Nesses, because since the city is considered as the Irshal Yochid, that you cannot make an Erev halfway, as in Shulchan Aruch says later on, Shun Tzadik B'Yisiv Dal. However, if the Masakin the Chaz Besek Nesses through a Turz HaBesek or through two Pasen, then the people of the city do not make a forbidden, as we'll see with this Siv Vav.